tax. What's on your mind? The program that asks the question, what's on your mind? That cares what's on your mind, that wants to know what's on your mind. So much so, it's the name of the show, right? I mean, that's, I know, right? Do you ever use that phrase?
I know, right?
Is that like a new kind of, for something, it's usually like teens at fast food restaurants that
I know, right?
What is that? What does that mean? Is that proper English? I know, right?
Yeah, I didn't realize it needed to be defined. It sort of, but it is kind of one of those crutch phrases that we could probably do without.
I didn't ever say it as a kid. Did you? This is like a new invention.
I was never a kid.
Oh, is that the deal? Okay. Welcome, folks.
I was never a kid like Justin Bieber, who's still a kid, apparently.
I hope not, yeah. I mean, his mom, I've heard speak before. She's an amazing story, and you know, his success is really a testament to her, and, you know, she was a single mom and all that. And I tell you what, I'm thinking she needs to move back in with the kid, right, and just straighten him out. Grab him by the ears and just say, you will not do. You know,
we need to get her on the show. I mean, all the attention has been focused on Justin, who, of course, you know, now has a DUI and a drag racing thing and all this other stuff, so he got arrested. What would she say right about now? What's she got to say?
I don't know. Should we invite her on the program?
We should.
I mean, it's not easy to get BNSF to come on the program these days because everybody's blaming the railroad for derailments, and they're coming on the program.
So exactly.
I think Justin Bieber's, mom might think otherwise. So, anyway, speaking of which, we will have some of the top leadership of BNSF, the Vice President of Transportation, Dave Freeman, will be here. He's one of the individuals from BNSF that met with Senators Heitkamp, Hoeven, Congressman Kramer, Governor Dalrymple, as well as Fargo and Castleton officials on Saturday. And it was I talked about this briefly earlier in the week, but I was there Saturday. It was a fascinating discussion. I learned a ton about rail safety. And I again say that context is really missing from this whole thing because, I understand when you see rail cars exploding into these big plumes that you think, oh, my gosh, that could happen where, when, and what. But fortunately, it is very rare. Unfortunately, there have been some horrific incidents lately, not the least of which was Quebec, where a number of deaths occurred. And again, that was a different railway. And a lot of operator error and on a hill and a lot of really bad things, so sort of a perfect storm that came together. But nonetheless, because it was Bakken crude, all of a sudden oil's to blame, trains are to blame, and all of that. There are improvements that can be done, and I think they're working on a lot of them. I'm fascinated to learn about them. We had some calls Friday on the program specifically saying, hey, I saw this on the tracks. That worries me. So we wanted to give them an opportunity to answer your questions about those issues, and we'll do that today. Also, there another gentleman, the General Director of External Relations, Steve Forsberg, will join us, both from BNSF. That's the bottom of this hour. And then next hour, bottom of that hour, Dr. Betsy McCoy will be here. She is a doctor. She is an Obamacare expert. And we get a lot of questions from folks that say, I understand this is going to happen as part of Obamacare. And we always make a note and say, well, we'll ask the experts. Here's your chance to ask an expert that actually has read the legislation, that knows the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, a chapter and verse, and can answer any questions. So if you think there's good things, there's bad things, you like this, you don't, you haven't heard this, somebody told me that, whatever, throw the kitchen sink at her, and we'll get your questions answered today on the program. Our telephone numbers are 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and you can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. We talked for a bit yesterday with Roscoe Striley, a Republican legislator from Minot, quite critical of the Republican Attorney General Wayne Stengem and the Industrial Commission's consideration of this extraordinary places debate. There was a meeting yesterday, and obviously a lot of you were listening because the meeting room was packed, a special meeting of the three-member Industrial Commission with attorneys reviewing the policy and talking about some changes to it. Their next meeting will be on Wednesday, but they have proposed some amendments to what's been proposed. And if anybody was there, if anybody's paying attention to this issue, if anybody cares, I would like to hear what's on your mind related to the changes that were proposed. One of the amendments suggested by Governor Dalrymple would have been bringing a site analyst in, a person that would gather comments and validate concerns raised by stakeholders and citizens on proposals to drill in sensitive areas. So in other words, I guess someone that would sort of be, a mediator would be my term, just somebody come in and sort of, okay, no, wait a minute, here's where you're looking to locate, and here's what they say, and here's what they say, let's separate the wheat from the chaff here a little bit, I guess. And so obviously who that person is would be quite important. But that's one idea. I have to say, I'm not sure we need this. I think this is government on top of government. I think Roscoe Striley made that point yesterday pretty well. But I don't know if the improvements are enough to say, okay, well, it's all right with the improvements. Again, if you have a process already that says, all right, we want to do development there, can we? Why do we now need to have a buffer zone and in that buffer zone have a site analyst that would say, well, wait a minute, let's look at this. Again, we're talking about somebody's private property here. We're not talking about federal lands. We're not talking about things that are already designated as extraordinary places as the park would be. I don't know. So the other proposed change at the meeting was to adopt the rule as a policy. Ah, this is just such government ease. I don't know how to turn this into English for anybody. But basically, it would allow it to be enacted more quickly, rather than having it getting bogged down in an administrative rules process.
So laws get approved by government bodies. Policies just simply get implemented then.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I don't know. I'm half confused about that.
I know. It's like, well, how does that work, and why isn't everything just policy then?
We have invited Attorney General Wayne Stengel. This is his idea. He's brought this to the Industrial Commission. So it's the brainchild of our Attorney General Wayne Stengel. We've invited him on. He had some staff that were away, and he wanted to wait till they got back. Do we know when that's going to be, Chris? Possibly. He just said talk to us on Thursday, right? Yeah, that's today. But basically, so we'll schedule it at some point today, we hope, with the Attorney General and get to this before, because we'll hopefully understand a little bit of this. The proposal, which is a draft, first came out last month, and it addresses energy development in what he called extraordinary places in the oil patch. And so the rule includes a list of 18 places recognized for special protection for various reasons, historical, cultural value, and calls for buffer zones from 1.5 mile up to 2 miles that would require an extensive mitigation plan by producers looking to drill in those areas. And one of the things that Governor Dalrymple said yesterday in this meeting is maybe the term buffer zone, also might need to be changed. Since it has a distinct meaning that may cause confusion. He suggested proposing or replacing it, rather, with a term zone of review. And evidently the Attorney General agreed on that. And he also reiterated that the proposed rule would not bar development on private land. He said, quote, "I know people own those minerals. They have a legal right to have them developed." Stengel said to have a policy in place would provide more transparency. He said this would be positive in light of contentious hearings in the past on drilling proposals near Elkhorn Ranch and Theodore Roosevelt National Park. Those are not pleasant. They weren't because we didn't have a policy. Ag Commissioner Doug Goring said he was by conference call during the meeting yesterday. He especially liked the site analyst proposal, saying I think it'd be fine to go down that road. So that's some of the things that have been proposed. Again, I just from my own take on this, and most of the listeners that have called in about this have been in the same place I am on it, and that is that, number one, let's be very careful here. This is private property. Number two, policy in place. Anytime there is a permit to drill anywhere, you look at all kinds of things that might impact the environment and the culture and everything. So I have a sense that we're doing this to try and quiet critics, right? And I don't know that there's any amount of thing we can do, reasonable or not, that will quiet critics. I think you just have to recognize critics are going to be there. There are people right now that, number one, don't like the fact that North Dakota is number two in oil production in the country. They don't like it. There's two reasons they don't like it. One, I think, is reasonable, and one is unreasonable. The unreasonable one is they don't like fossil fuel development. They don't like, the Democratic Party in North Dakota retweets stories about crime spikes in the patch. I mean, the U.S. attorney took oil companies to federal court on criminal charges over dead birds. I mean, there's a political agenda against progress that's very alarming, and there's a really extreme environmental group out there that simply says, we don't like fossil fuels. We want to lift up green energy resources, and so we can push down, fossil fuel development. They don't like coal. They don't like oil. And so there's agendas at play. You're never going to quiet those critics with any kind of policy. So that's what worries me, what's going on here a little bit. Anyway, your take as we continue on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Are you in pain, worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
Save the date, May 31st, the day the USS North Dakota will be commissioned in Connecticut. Here's the chair of the USS North Dakota Committee, Bob Weefald, for more.
We have been given the great honor, the great privilege of having a ship named after our great state. It's the second one that's been named after our state. It's been over 90 years since a ship carried the name of North Dakota. And May 31st, when we get commissioned, it'll be 104 years since the ship has been commissioned with the name of North Dakota. So this is a historic moment for the people of our state. It's something everybody can be proud of, something everybody can be involved in. And the other thing about it, it's also given us a chance to really demonstrate some patriotism, because this nuclear submarine is going to be the latest and greatest attack submarine in the U.S. Navy, in the world, as a matter of fact. And we can be proud it's going to bear our name.
To be a part of this historic event, find out more information at USSND.com. All gifts are tax deductible. USSND.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
What's on your mind with Todd Mitchell? I'm Scott Hennon. Welcome. BNSF officials at the bottom of the hour on a story the world is talking about. Bakken crude by rail and rail safety. Look forward to that conversation. Your Obamacare questions answered bottom of next hour with the expert, Dr. Betsy McCoy. Telephone numbers are 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Dave in Glenburn, North Dakota, listening on KCJB. You're on What's on Your Mind. Hi, Dave.
Right.
Dave, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead,
Hello?
Sir.
Yeah, I'm calling concerning these propane prices. All these people out in the rural area, rural communities. In the last week, these wholesalers in the state of North Dakota, and I think all over the nation right now, are just gouging people. We've had prices go from $2 to retail to just about $4 per gallon. And you get these elderly people and these people on limited incomes out here in the rural areas. And you expect these people, average homeowner is going to burn 250 gallons of propane a month. And you get $3.50, $4 a gallon propane. There's something wrong. We're producing more propane in North Dakota than we ever have. And there's something going on here because these prices, the wholesale prices have went up $1.50 a gallon in the last 2.5 days.
Well, we've got a shortage, right? I mean, and again, the first thing I always instantly go to is just a supply and demand issue. And if it's cold and it's been cold, obviously we're using more of it. So there would be naturally a pinch on supply, which is going to spike the price. Do you think it's something beyond that, Dave?
I think it's something beyond that. We're producing more propane in the state of North Dakota. Why are they're shipping it all out? Another example is Tioga. They got a gas plant up there. When do they think they shut it down? The 1st of December. So they're going to be down three months. They won't be up until March now. So that's 100-some thousand gallons every day that's not being produced so they can supposedly hook their expansion up. Well, common sense would tell an engineer that in North Dakota when it's 20 and 30 below, how much work is going to get done out there in that plant, which nothing's getting done because it's been down now since the first part of December. So you got 130, 40,000 gallons every day that isn't being produced there. That's part of the shortage. And it's a ripoff. I can see somebody making a profit, but why, to me, that's just gouging people. And, you know, we go out to these people and come to the door with a $700, $800, $900 bill for a month. It's impossible for people to do it.
Well, first of all, there are laws against what you're alleging are happening. So, in other words, if in fact that's what's going on, hey, it's cold, so the usage is going up, and therefore we're going to we got a market they need it, so we're going to charge them more. That what you described is illegal. So, if that's happening and that can be proven, then people will go to jail and pay big fines for it. But I think your larger question is. What I'd like to know, we have a lot of gas processing plants that are being under construction right now. You mentioned the Hess plant, and they have expanded that recently in Tioga. How much of that stays here, to assist our supply? I don't know the answer to that question, but I mean it's a good question because I know nationally what the National Propane Gas Association has said. There's plenty of supply of propane. The big issue is getting the supply where it's needed.
Well, there isn't even a supply right now. You got to beg to get a load. I mean, they're hauling propane from Kildare, North Dakota, over into Minnesota. It doesn't make sense. I mean, now they're gonna shut the pipeline down, going up from Canada down through the pipeline. So that's gonna create another shortage. And it's cold in North Dakota all the time. It isn't cold. I mean, this is North Dakota, so it ain't any colder than normal up here. But again,
it has been cold other places, so we're using more. I mean, that's part of the issue. But again, I'm just telling you what the industry said. They said there's plenty of supply of propane. The question is, they don't have the propane where they need it. And
I guess what I'm telling customers is call ICAMP, the governor, Hoven and Kramer. We got a deal from the LP Gas Association of North Dakota. And that's what they're encouraging, and that's what I'm encouraging. Is start calling them people. There's stuff going on. This is plumb ridiculous.
All right. Well, it's a good issue. We'll dig into it, and we'll certainly ask. We have Senator Heitkamp tomorrow for a full hour taking calls. So
bring
folks
that
want to call,
up, because
I will.
These rural people, they're not situated to pay them kind of. It's crazy. I mean, I can understand a person needs to make money when you're in business. That's the way it is. But for right now, I mean, They're producing it. They're people that are working for them, ain't making any more money. It ain't costing them any more money. The price of crude oil is down. It's just that they know they can get away with it.
Is that what's going on? I think that's a fair question, Dave, and I appreciate the call.
Is.
Yeah, I understand. I understand you do, and I think that's what we need to ask. I see that another. I'm reading a story here. A propane distributor, general manager for Apollo Propane, serves thousands of customers in Southwest Ohio, said the tighter supplies led to wholesale price increases to $2.20 a gallon from $1.10 a gallon a year ago. He said prices for customers had risen to nearly $3 a gallon from $1.90 a year. So
I can tell you the wholesale price up here is over $3.50 a gallon right now. That's wholesale price.
Appreciate the call, Dave. We'll continue to dig into this. Thanks a bunch.
You bet.
800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. And here's a call that came in during the break.
Morning. Just wondering why they never bring up the fact that cars kill more birds than the wind turbines. Thank you.
Well, that's a good question, because I guess it wouldn't be politically correct to do so. Right? And everybody forgets about cars. But I mentioned earlier, we had a U.S. attorney in North Dakota, Tim Burton. And, we really should visit this law because this case a little closer. The judge in the case threw it out, and in his opinion, has really set some precedents that doesn't allow Tim Purdon and the U.S. attorneys to do what they tried to do there, which was really ridiculous. Criminal charges for 12 dead birds at oil pits that they spent hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to find. And to go to your point, if we're really concerned about birds, then we better take cars off the road, for crying out loud. I mean, that's just absolutely ridiculous. So a good point on your part. We have the folks from BNSF that are going to be joining us shortly. That'll be at the bottom of this hour, a Obamacare Q&A is coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. Well, you'll have a chance to ask your questions of a doctor, Dr. Betsy McCoy, an expert on Obamacare, so stay tuned for that. And also a programming note that I just mentioned to the previous caller that wanted to call not only Senator Heitkamp, but Senator Hoeven, Congressman Kramer, and Governor Dalrymple about propane. Specifically, wanted to ask members of the congressional delegation questions about this. Senator Heidi Heitkamp will join us for a full hour tomorrow in the first hour and take your calls, questions, and comments on any and all topics. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Straight ahead.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Megan is on the line from the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley, North Dakota. You're the new manager. Welcome, Megan. How's it going?
Thank you. Very good.
Well, wonderful. I understand you're a small-town farm girl from Pine City, Minnesota. How do you love the Baca?
I love it. I love it here in Stanley. This is my home.
Fantastic. Well, tell us about those new hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash.
We're currently open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. To promote our extended hours, we're currently offering a 10% discount from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. and from 7 p.m. to midnight.
Sounds like a great deal. It's cold outside, but that's a good reason to get in, right?
Absolutely. We are still washing. Even though it's cold out, we can have a good de-icing service that we can provide. Blast that ice right off. Get the mud off. We've got the new demudding system that'll just blast everything right off.
Two heated indoor bays. Folks, this is fantastic. And the fleet owners, great deal. So check out all the advantages of working with the North Dakota Truck Wash. Just give Megan a call. What number can folks reach you at, Megan?
We're at 701-628-1550.
Right behind the Senex and Stanley off Highway 2, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I'm Scott Hennon. And we have taken a lot of calls on rail safety as a result not only of the most recent derailment at Castleton and the explosion of some tanker cars carrying Bakken crude, but going all the way back really to the incident at Quebec. Friday, Senator John Hovind was on the program. A couple of folks called with specific concerns about the rails. And we asked BNSF to come on and answer some questions, and they have done so. And we appreciate that very much. Steve Forsberg, the General Director of External Relations for BNSF Railway, is here. Hello, Steve. How are you?
Joining us as well.
Yeah, Dave Freeman, the Vice President of Transportation for BNSF Railway, will be joining us here momentarily on another line, I believe. But can you hear me, Steve?
Yes, I sure can. Good morning.
Okay, and Dave, I don't think we don't have Dave hooked up yet, but we will have him momentarily, I believe.
That's correct. And out of curiosity, what's the temperature up there right now? I know it's. Have you guys got that cold front yet?
Yeah. Well, first of all, this winter's been the cold front, right? So it doesn't go away. But it's been in the minus 20 range right now. What are we looking at here? We have
15 below
15
in
below.
Bismarck. Yep. It's
18 below in Fargo.
So yeah, the cold front. Do we have it? Yeah.
It's here, Steve.
We can share it. I mean, we'd love to send it right down the line. I mean,
well, in Texas, they consider it cold when it gets down into the 30s, which is where we've been on some days. So we don't even have equipment to deal with snow in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
And by the way, Dave is here now. Dave Freeman, Vice President of Transportation for BNSF as well. Can you hear me, Dave? Dave, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome. Glad to be
here. You can hear? Good. Yeah. Appreciate you both being here. Okay, now we got everybody hooked up so we can start talking. Let's start, first of all, just obviously Quebec being the first one, the most recent one being Castleton, has an enormous amount of concern about rail safety in general. And I'd like to start just by asking, each of you, and Dave, I guess this is your purview as Vice President of Transportation. Is rail transportation getting safer? Is it less safe? Where are we at? What's the state of play as far as rail safety today?
I think first and foremost, I would say it is safe today. It will be safe tomorrow. We clearly had an incident there at Castleton that has given everybody pause to at least think about what we're doing, and we clearly are interested in being part of discussions and solutions going forward. But we clearly believe the industry is safe today, can be safe tomorrow and off into the future, handling crude as well as the other commodities, materials, grain, coal, things of that sort that we haul on our network today.
Is there more traffic than normal? I know some statistics that I've seen recently. I think I heard it at the hearing on Saturday that 2012 was the safest year in history, and evidently the FRA administrator had said recently preliminary data suggests 2013 will even be safer than 2012. Is that with additional traffic, too?
Yeah, the statistics or the numbers that to the point of your comments there clearly would indicate that 13 was in fact a safer year than 12 for the industry as a whole and for BNSF specifically. We clearly are doing everything we can do to continue those trends as we move forward through 14 and off into the future, handling the traffic that we have. To your point, there clearly are increased traffic numbers across the BNSF network. We obviously spend money to ensure that we have the capacity to safely move that traffic, and we expect to continue to do so going forward, not only in North Dakota, but other parts of our network. So the trends in 13 continued from 12, as you note. We expect to move that forward with similar trends in safety, both employee safety as well as for the communities that we travel through, given what we see in terms of the business of the future.
Okay. So let's go to fixing the 1% or the less than 1%, right? If 99.9% of the trains, the people, the cargo go where they go and arrive there safely, obviously some incidents in the news suggest that when they don't, it can be very concerning. And you look at the community of Castleton, there is a community scared and concerned because they say, boy, what if, right? What if that had happened just another half mile to the east, for instance? So in broad terms, and Steve, maybe you can talk about this first, what do you see as helpful proposals to try and, you know, keep the train on the track and, God forbid, something happens, have whatever is being carried be contained?
Well, it's a great question, and before I get into the details of that, to support what Dave has already said, our view of safety all along since our merger has been that every accident and injury is preventable, and we focus on reducing those and preventing them from occurring in the first place. So that's our number one priority, and we do that in a number of ways, and in terms of this particular incident and the focus areas for the whole industry and for BNSF. One is PHMSA, which is the Pipeline and Hazardous Material Safety Administration, has been doing testing on the crude. The petroleum industry is as well, to try and identify if there are unique properties about it that need to be better understood so that we can then ensure that the appropriate tank cars are being used. The industry voluntarily adopted a much tougher tank car standard back in 2011 and is urging additional improvements to that new tank car standard now. And so we're working with federal agencies to try and get those new standards in place. But that's going to be driven by what comes out of the analysis of the crude content. And the third piece, of course, is the industry looking at the transportation side of things and met with Transportation Secretary Fox, our CEO or executive chairman did, and other rail industry and petroleum industry leaders last Thursday. And the rail industry has agreed to address routing protocols over the next 30 days and to apply those protocols to the movement of oil around the country. We've also agreed to look at speed in parts of the country where risk is greatest, and agreed to work with the petroleum industry on additional steps that can be taken over the medium and long term. Our view is that the rail industry, the petroleum industry, and the federal regulatory agencies that have oversight over these issues can work together to make shipping crude by rail safe.
All right, Mike in Watford City, question for our guest from BNSF. Go ahead, Mike. You're on What's On Your Mind. Mike, are you there? If Mike is there, I'm not hearing him.
This is Mike.
Now I hear you, sir. Mike, go ahead for our guest from BNSF.
Good morning, Dave. I have a question concerning the construction of the beds of the main line through North Dakota. When were they constructed, and is the engineering standards when they were constructed the same as they would be today? That's my question.
Okay. Thanks, Mike. Good question. Obviously, the history of our lines through the state of North Dakota go back quite a number of years. I'm not sure that I can give you the exact year, but suffice to say, approaching 100 years in terms of history, whether you want to talk the Great Northern Route of long ago through Minot in that area, or going across the old Northern Pacific lines through Jamestown, Mandan, and on in that direction. The engineering standards back then were clearly different than what we have now. We continue to upgrade over time in terms of capital maintenance work, not only on the lines through North Dakota, but frankly across the entire network. BNSF spends billions of dollars each year in terms of the maintenance activities to work on ties, rail, all the appurtenances and fastening systems and things like that to make sure that things are square, as well as ensuring that the subgrade and the material, the ballast material, the rock that you see when you're on a track or close to a track, are all to the standards that we have today. So over the time that the lines have been there and different companies have owned them and the mergers have taken place, and clearly where we are today with the BNSF network, the standards are significantly improved to deal with larger cars, faster trains, things of that sort. So that the idea would be, obviously, we'll be spending money off into the future to ensure, as Steve pointed out, that our network is as safe as it needs to be and can be going forward to be able to handle the traffic that we see not only in North Dakota but across the network.
I want to ask a specific question related to some things that some listeners saw. We had a call from someone that was by Tioga, had been out on the tracks and noticed a lot of spikes missing, as an example. And then someone called from Hayes and said, hey, same thing, spikes missing and spikes laying there that are supposed to be in. I know that there's a process where you actually have folks that do this regularly and inspect it quite regularly. But, Dave, talk about that for a moment, if you would, about specifically if I see a spike missing, is that something I should be alarmed about?
Let me go to sort of some general comments in terms of track inspection, and then I'll make a couple of comments relative to the spikes. We, as part of our risk reduction and safety efforts, have a very robust track inspection program that, in fact, exceeds the requirements of the Federal Railroad Administration. And so to the extent that, as an example, the FRA may have a standard of some level, at a bare minimum, we meet their standards, and in a number of different indices in terms of track and bridges and signals and things like that for infrastructure, we exceed in terms of numbers of inspections and how we do deal with particular issues and things of that sort. So trained track inspectors are out there essentially on every mile of our railroad. They inspect trackage using vehicles, they ride trains, they're on foot. We also use a number of different types of technology, vehicles, some cars that we have with special systems that can collect track geometry information, video information, things of that sort that supplement our, if you will, human eye inspections that we have with the track inspectors who are out there every day on our railroad. We also have supervisors in different levels of the organization that are obligated to make the inspection trips and look at the track as well. Relative to the spikes and all that sort of thing, on a typical tie plate, spikes are staggered. There is not necessarily a spike in every hole on the tie plate. The class of track, which essentially is defined by the FRA relative to maximum speeds for either passenger or freight, as the case may be for operations across different lines there in the state as well as around our network, clearly put us in a position where we understand the standards around spikes, what needs to be happening not only with the spikes and the tie plates, but the rail, the condition of the rail, the condition of the ties, the ballast, the rock, and the subgrade to ensure that we are, in fact, operating a safe track. So we believe that we have a robust track inspection program. We clearly understand the standards relative to the spikes, and there are, as I indicated to the specific question of the spikes, there are cases where you would not expect to see a spike in each hole of the tie plate.
All right, let's take a break here. We are coming up against a hard break. We'll continue our conversation. Appreciate the call, by the way, from the listeners. Others, welcome at 800-228-0550. And we'll continue our conversation with Dave Freeman, Vice President of Transportation, and Steve Forsberg, General Director of External Relations, both with the BNSF Railway. When we come back, technology and how that's improving rail safety.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher. The annual Best of the Best in Wheat and Soybean Research and Marketing Workshops will be held Wednesday, February 5th at the Alara Center in Grand Forks and Thursday, February 6th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help producers make better farm management decisions. Hands-on demonstrations will enable producers to get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. Although these sessions are free of charge for farmers, pre-registration is strongly encouraged. CEU credits are also available. For session times and to register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link. Smallgrains.org, click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit ExpressWayHotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
What's on your mind? Chat with Dave Freeman, Vice President of Transportation for BNSF, and Steve Forsberg, their General Director of External Relations, answering your questions on rail safety. And Glenn in Tioga is waiting. Glenn, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead for our guest, Glenn.
Yeah, last week we had a train derailment out here, and we had 60-mile-an-hour winds. And I know we're trying to do a good job, do a good image, but it just seemed like that was sort of about time to run a train, and the train ended up losing its cargo, 20 to 40 tow trailers. And it just seemed common sense would have prevailed not to run that train. So I'm hoping that we learned from that.
Yeah, we very
very much learn from every incident that we have around the railroad, similar to what you described. Clearly, the wind dynamics there at 60 miles an hour or in that vicinity is a concern for us. And, in fact, we work to stop trains at that level of winds, given some empties or loads and things of that sort, which clearly have different behaviors within the wind. I would tell you that we have a system for wind warnings. We deal with AccuWeather, get wind warnings here into our network operations center in Fort Worth for the entire network. Those are communicated around the railroad, and we, in fact, change operations in terms of speed, which trains, things of that sort, all in conjunction with the wind. I would be, saying that, you know, we clearly have an impact from wind. That one, obviously, we got caught. We clearly will learn from it. We, in fact, have changed some of our wind warnings and the associated behaviors here on the railroad in terms of how we want to run trains. Clearly something we learn from each time, whether it's a wind issue, as you note, or any other impact that we may see that causes a service interruption or derailment.
There have been a lot of proposals in light of some of these incidents, speed reductions. I've heard talk of, every community is going to pass an ordinance, say a train can't, pass another train any more than 5 miles an hour or something like that. Talk a little bit, if you would, about the proposals on making rail safer post, Quebec, post Castleton, that makes sense, and which ones are just are not reasonable, if you would. Whoever wants to take that, Steve or Dave.
You want to start, Steve?
Yeah, I can. I mean, first of all, the rail industry has long had a set of restrictions in for specially identified trains that are called key trains, which carry certain hazardous materials, and those rules were extended to flammable liquids such as ethanol and crude oil last year after the unfortunate Quebec incident, and the special operating procedures that are ingrained in day-to-day operations already include lower speed limits. They include stricter rules for trackside warning device notifications, for emergency brake applications, and in the wake of the Quebec incident, there were additional restrictions that the industry was already implementing, and that the FRA issued an emergency order and safety advisory that made that a standard for the whole industry. So we've been working together on that. Those have been put in place. And as we mentioned out of the meeting with U.S. Secretary Fox and industry leaders that occurred just last Thursday, there are additional steps that are going to be examined to see what makes sense in light of the Castleton incident.
I want to talk a little bit about technology, too, gentlemen, because there was a discussion Saturday about some things that are in the works that would have, improved operational control from a central headquarters of these trains and monitor their speeds and everything else. It actually is being held up by the FCC and environmental impact studies just to put up towers in places you already have the right of way. And I heard the same about, stronger tanker car regulations that have been adopted or proposed, rather, and signed off on by the railroad, but yet to be adopted because the federal government's being slow. How much of this, we only have 2 minutes left, so I want to do this as quickly as we possibly can. But, Dave, I mean, how much of this is just bureaucratic bungling on things you want in place that you can't yet get because they haven't been approved?
Well, the NSF and, frankly, the industry as a whole are strong supporters of what you're describing, which is what is called positive train control. The technology essentially will provide a control system that says on our railroad where we have positive train control implemented, which would in fact be some number of miles of our tracks through North Dakota, as well as others around the network. Essentially where a crew was handling a train that was not in compliance with a signal or overspeed or something of that sort, essentially the computer in our back office here in Fort Worth would take over control of the train, bring it to a stop, and we would respond appropriately in terms of trying to figure out what's going on and how we need to handle that set of circumstances. The technology is something that we've been trying to install going back several years now. We will be spending over $1 billion in our PTC efforts as we work to try to accomplish PTC installation on our network. We are on a plan that says likely in the 2015-16 timeframe we will be complete. That said, the issue with the FCC and the towers is something that has caused us significant time and delay. Clearly will have an impact on our ability to turn the technology on some number of miles of our railroad because of the delay in getting approvals for the tower installation that are required for this technology to work around our network.
And Steve, I only have 30 seconds, but quickly on the tanker cars, same thing. Is this a hold up at the federal level?
Well, the one thing the industry did, I mean, we are obviously looking to the federal agency to get the new standards out there as quickly as possible. But the industry did on its own voluntarily go to a tougher tank car standard.
Got it. Just a matter of getting those on the tracks. Gentlemen, very helpful discussion. Thanks for taking the questions. Appreciate the time. To be continued.
We want to know. Thanks. Thank you.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
NESA Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nessa on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about NESID Consulting Service, go to NESIDconsulting.com.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join FreezeDry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned FreezeDry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call FreezeDry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.